Hello everyone and welcome to another transfer video here on the Cycling Dane. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Gregor himself, Ewan Wilson. And Ewan, today it's a very interesting story with the current world champion. What's the story?
It's a strange one coming from our sources over at Velo News. They are breaking the story that Ineos Grenadiers are interested in signing the newly crowned world champion from Belgium, Remco Evenepoel. The story goes that Dave Brailsford, one of the managers of the Ineos sort of conglomerate of their sports teams, sent a text message over to Patrick Lefebvre congratulating him on Remco's world championship, as well as saying that he would be interested in signing him whenever he's free. Give him a call. This took Patrick Lefebvre aback. He couldn't tell if he was being serious or not because apparently there were no emojis and no sort of punctuation shown. Also, Dave Brailsford doesn't apparently text him an awful lot. So it's a little bit out of the blue indeed. So this has launched speculation that Ineos Grenadiers want to sign Remco Evenepoel. Given that Jim Ratcliffe and the Ineos project really, really wants to win the Tour de France in the next coming years, ever since the COVID break. They have missed out on that top step of podium in 2020. They missed the podium completely. And in 21 and 22, they finished in third place with Carapaz and Geraint Thomas, respectively. But how do they topple Jumbo-Visma, Pogacar, and potentially Remco, apart from signing one of them? So that is the rumor that's come out of the cycling world today.
I mean, it's we've run a few of these Ineos Grenadiers transfer rumors. Okay, the Primoz Roglic one, that was a bit suspect, but they were also interested in Wout Van Aert at one point. So Ewan, they've got quite a long history here of trying to poach riders, and he is probably the hottest commodity in cycling right now. Current world champion, won the Vuelta a España, San Sebastian, Tour of Norway. No one really cares about that. Liège-Bastogne-Liège. So I think, what do you make of this rumor? Do you think he would actually fit in with Ineos Grenadiers? I mean, he's the best, well, one of the best riders, so why not?
I think he would fit in. I think many people would fit into Ineos Grenadiers. They're changing their scope a little bit more, so they're a little bit more versatile. We saw in the classics this year that they performed particularly well there. We see them at the Grand Tours as well, and Pipo Ganna is bringing through in the time trialing field. For Remco as well, I mean, he's got this dilemma. We've spoken about it on the channel in the past about does he go for one day racing? Does he go for the 1 week long stage racing? Does he go for the Grand Tours? Ineos have. They have the facilities really to give him chances at all three. One day racing, and particularly in the hills, Ineos Grenadiers, they've got a lot of young riders, but no one quite at that senior level who can push through. So Remco, I think, could really lead the squad in the hilly classics going forward if he were to make this move. And then in the Grand Tours as well, with the departure of Richard Carapaz, Geraint Thomas isn't getting any younger. I think he could slot into that position very easily. Also, with the question mark around Egan Bernal and where he will be. Following his complete rehabilitation, Remco Evenepoel is an easy and reliable replacement for Egan Bernal as he slowly makes his return to the sport. But it could make sense. A rainbow jersey at Ineos, we've seen it before in the time trials and in the road race. I mean, the elephant in the room here is that he is Lefebvre's big project. Quickstep over the past couple of years have been sort of carving their team out for Remco, so I'd be surprised if he makes this leap over to Ineos Grenadiers, if I'm honest.
Yeah, Belgian superstar, biggest Belgian team. So you thought he kind of would call his own shots. The rumors are that he's going to be going to the Giro d'Italia next year. Obviously, Ineos Grenadiers, as you mentioned, want to win the Tour de France. So is this a way for Remco to go to the Tour de France, go with Ineos Grenadiers instead? Or do you think push come to shove that he's actually just going to be doing the Tour de France regardless?
It could be a fast track into the Tour de France. You won't have to fight against the sprinters. Ineos still sort of neglect their sprinting field. They've got Viviani, but he hasn't been to a Tour de France with the squad yet. And I mean, to be honest, it's a short-term solution for a long-term. He's got more command of the team at Quickstep. Lefebvre and Quickstep are buying in a lot of riders to help him in terms of the mountains. We saw this year at the Vuelta a España, the team finally came of age as a fully sort of supportive Grand Tour setup. Yes, they lost a lot of riders on the way, but they supported Remco all the way to the end of that Vuelta a España. Ineos would do the same, but it's a more well-drilled engine. But I don't know. There's something about this rumor that just feels very speculative. It feels like we have like one sort of link, one very slight link between the two teams, and we'll jump into conclusions. But
I mean, people love it. We love it.
it is exactly. I mean, we spoke about the Roglic rumor, which was based on thin ice earlier on, the Pinot Grimai rumor as well, and the Wout van Aert rumor back in the day in 2020. Ineos Grenadiers seem to be in the eye of the storm, a lot of these sort of thin-scented rumors, but I just don't see it. I really don't see this happening.
Okay, if we stay on the speculative angle anyways, would him going to Ineos Grenadiers be a better chance of winning the Tour de France against the likes of Tadej Pogačar with his very strong UAE team, or Jumbo-Visma that's getting increasingly very strong now with Primoz Roglic and Jonas Vingegaard, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we see those two teams, Jumbo and UAE, as the two big threats. So for Ineos to step up that extra level, they've been sort of third place for the second year and right behind those two teams. A star like Remco could push them up. They tried with Thomas, they tried with Caterpillar. We don't quite know if Egan Bernal is up there to really challenge next year. So Remco is certainly on a very similar level. We haven't quite seen them all clash on the same stage yet. We're all excited to see that happen. Yeah, we had Tirreno Adriatico, but I think a Grand Tour setting would be very different. But if they want to win a Tour de France, Remco is a viable way of doing it. However, which bear in mind, once again, long contract. Remco has a contract until 2026. If he were to break this contract, they would need big bucks. I think Lefebvre actually replied to the text from Dave Brailsford making a joke about the money that they'd need to buy Remco off of him, which, I mean, could probably fund five more World Tour teams if they really wanted to with that. But yeah, it's just going to be a hard one to get, because maybe in like 2-3 years, we'll see Quickstep as being the new Grand Tour setup. They signed a couple of guys this year that bringing them up closer and closer to the level of maybe not Jumbo-Visma yet, but closer to the level of Ineos Grenadiers in the mountains. So you never know.
We haven't seen a world champion win the Tour de France since Greg LeMond, I believe. So how big of a chance would you give him with, if let's say he goes to Ineos Grenadiers, do you still think he's going to would he be able to do it? We didn't have Jonas Vingegaard or Tadej Pogačar at this year's Vuelta a España. We've seen them in the Tour de France. They're basically in a league of their own completely. And yeah, Remco Evenepoel won't have a Wout van Aert to help him, or a Sepp Kuss, etc. He will have other riders. But do you think realistically he could win the Tour de France next year?
From what we've seen over the past 2 months of Remco Evenepoel, with the classic San Sebastian win, the Vuelta and the World Championships, it looks like this kid is the real deal. He's on a very, very good level. If you're also looking for sort of parallels as well, next year's Tour de France begins in the Basque country, a region of Spain Remco has done particularly well in the past. There's also rumors that we're going to be in the Pyrenees in the first week of racing. If he sort of gets the gap like he did at this year's Vuelta a España, where he gets maybe a minute or so of that buffer in the mountains early on, then he sort of cruises in the yellow jersey through the second week. We're going to have the Alps in the final week of racing. We have the Grand Colombier Summit finish. We also will have Col de la Loz in the final week of racing, we believe. If Remco can limit his losses there to Vingegaard and to Pogačar, like he did at this year's Vuelta a España with Primoz Roglic, until he crashed out, then I think Remco's got a good shout. But it's probably too early to tell, because we haven't quite seen Remco, Pogačar and Vingegaard all clash quite on the highest level yet.
Bit of disservice to Tirreno Adriatico there, but nevertheless, I think even if he does sign, I don't think he's going to realistically topple those two, because they're in the best peak of their lives right now. But who knows, really? Make sure to drop down below what you think Remco Evenepoel could do if he does join Ineos Grenadiers. Do you think he actually could win the Tour de France? Be the first Belgian since, yeah, a long time. So yeah, with that, thank you very much for watching. And of course, as always, like the video, and we will see you around.